United States Homeland Security has opened an investigation probing the security for Donald Trump at the rally where a gunman tried to kill him. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Homeland Security Department's watchdog is now investigating how the Secret Service handled Donald Trump's security at the rally where a gunman tried to kill him. The agency says the Inspector General's probe will evaluate the Secret Service's process for securing Trump at the event. President Biden's already ordered an independent security review. The shootings raised questions about how a gunman was able to get on a roof with a clear line of sight to the ex-president, who was on a stage about 160 yards away. It happened despite a threat on his life from Iran, which led to more security for Trump in the days before the rally. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Joe Biden is campaigning in Nevada, aiming to cut through voter disenchantment as parts of his 2020 coalition show signs of fraying.
I love his phrase, black jobs. Tells a lot about the man.
In remarks to the annual NAACP convention, Biden mocked Trump for saying that migrants are stealing, quote, black jobs, unquote.
Folks, I know what a black job is. It's a vice president of the United States.
Today, Biden meets with members of Unidos U.S., a Latino civil rights organization, and delivers a keynote address at their conference in Las Vegas. A recent AP NORC poll found Hispanic Americans have a less positive view of Biden now than they did when he took office. He's expected to talk about a program that could affect 500,000 immigrants, making it easier for the spouses of certain U.S. citizens to apply for permanent residency and eventual citizenship. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Israeli authorities have released 13 detained Palestinians, some who show signs of torture.